1298.
Deckhand Shannon Smallwood stands aboard the Icicle Seafoods tender, the Ofagnac. She calls out the pounds of dog or chum salmon they're bringing on board from a nearby gillnetter. On this rare sunny day in Southeast, even these darker salmon, caught near their hatchery release site, shimmer on the sorting table. It's a brief moment before the load gets pushed into the tender's refrigerated hold. Given the season's price for chum salmon, that's almost $850 worth hitting the tender's chilly waters. And the price this year is one of the bright spots in the season's fishing.
The highest that I've seen since I've been tendering.
That's Trevor Pollard, skipper and part owner of the Ofagnac. Fishermen who hold contracts with Alaska Glacier Seafoods and Icy Straits all agree.
Yeah, the prices are good. We're getting 10 more cents a pound for chum.
Who are you selling for?
Ocean Beauty.
That's Robert Collier, captain of the Brown Sugar, a gillnetter based out of Auk Bay. The going price for chum is about 65 to 70 cents a pound, and sockeye, which are also prevalent early in the season, are priced at about $2 a pound. Larger king salmon, $4 a pound or more, and coho are selling at 70 cents a pound. Pink salmon, which show up in numbers later in the season, are fetching a quarter a pound. In a year when salmon returns are expected to be low, Stuart Vick, captain of the Erlin, which is based out of Petersburg, says the prices offer some relief.
That helps a lot. Don't have to catch as many. So that's always nice.
But whether the price is high or low,
the price is good, yeah. Really? It seems to just kind of average out. If the price is high, we'll probably have a smaller year on the salmon-wise.
Prices may be high because of the shorter supply of salmon in Alaska and worldwide. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game projects this year's statewide harvest at 137 million fish, which is significantly lower than the decade-long average of 167 million. Ken Talley, publisher of the Seafood Trends newsletter in Seattle, says globally, farmed Atlantic salmon numbers are down as well. Farms in Chile suffered a viral fish anemia epidemic this year and are still dealing with transportation issues in the aftermath of the earthquake their country experienced earlier this year. Also, Talley says, early in the season, when fish numbers are low, prices are usually high.
And there's a demand now for wild salmon. There's less farm salmon, and now a lot of people are going for wild salmon. And the question is, are the higher prices going to hold, I guess? So, and a lot of that has to do with the overall economy.
Talley says the recession might also still affect how much customers are willing to pay at the retail counter. But for the holiday weekend, Talley notes that salmon are in demand.
Chums over the 4th of July holiday are a big retail item in some areas of the country because they're inexpensive and they're if they're on time, if there's a volume of them, they can be a big deal at retail markets.
Back along the inlets and channels of Southeast Alaska, fishermen are hoping the prices will stay high. Rob Shorts, who gillnets out of Petersburg on the Zeus, says a good price is essential.
You know, they're talking about some lower predictions and so forth, so we need that price. We need the price to stay high. You know, everything's expensive. Fuel's expensive, crab bait's expensive. You know, any maintenance on boats is more and more expensive all the time, and for our processors to find good markets and get a good price is very important.
Into the hold I go.
In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.
Yeah?